And welcome to Talk Story, Maui's longest running talk show. I'm celebrating 30 years, my 30th anniversary. Yay! And I'll just get you another headset. I'm so happy to have Geraldine in studio with me. Geraldine's the director of the Maui Humane Society. And she's such a busy lady that it's just always a treat to see you in person.
Hi, Cindy. Thank you.
It's great to see you. And another very, very busy person who's in the throes of a major production, Into the Woods, David Johnston. I can barely pull you away, even though you're just a block away, because you're so busy. And we're going to be talking to you after we talk to Geraldine. So welcome, David.
Thank you, Cindy. It's great to be here.
So it's a busy time of year. This is like major production time. And Geraldine, I know you've got a lot of great things going on, including we're going to talk in the next half hour about what's going on with your Clear the Shelter, yeah. August 18th, uh-huh. which is a huge nationwide production, and you're going to be doing here.
Yeah, that's exactly. It's a national initiative to, in one day, clear all the shelters in the nation of the pets in there wanting a home, needing a home.
It seems like there's so much more we see about animals, and people are being educated more about not buying dogs from the pet mills, etc. And are people finally getting the word, and is it helping out, or is there just so many people having problems with their rentals and availabilities that even if we are trying to help out, does it make a difference? Are we balancing it out, or are we still in a crisis mode?
Oh boy, Cindy, that is a deep question.
That's me.
So, yes, I think that there is a lot out there about helping to educate the community and the public about the value of shelter animals. And the variety of shelter animals that you can come in. If you want a puppy, there's puppies at the shelter. You want purebreds, there's purebreds.
Yeah.
You're looking for that experienced senior animal that's just going to bring joy to your life. We've got those too. So I think more and more people are understanding the importance and the value of shelter animals. You still have some people going and buying, and we're doing our best to help educate people that they don't need to do that. And if you say you love animals, please don't do that.
Warren Eckstein has a show on Saturdays here, and he actually gets mad at people when he finds out that they are buying pets.
Sure.
He gets angry at them.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you see this going on where you just, all these shelters
yeah.
have such a problem with pet overpopulation.
Sure. Yeah.
And, of course, you've done a huge amount of work to get to the root of the problem, which is spaying and
yes.
neutering.
Yes.
I mean, that you have seen a difference in.
Yeah, we have seen a difference. And so our save rate at the shelter is, it's in a really good place, and we're not complacent. We're still trying hard, and we can't, you know, put our feet up and say that and say that we can coast. But we have really increased our efforts over the last 4 years, spaying and neutering, making spaying and neutering your animals on this island affordable. So taking away any financial barriers to that,
mm-hmm.
we offer low or even no cost spaying and neutering. So mm-hmm. right now it's $10 for cats, $20 for dogs. That includes a microchip.
Oh.
And if you say you can't afford that $20, we're still going to do it.
Well, it used to be $200. So that's an amazing huge
yeah.
step.
So, you know, so spaying and neutering, increasing our efforts trying to get animals back to their owners when they go missing. Believe
mm-hmm.
it or not everybody comes looking for them at
what?
The shelter. So
what?
Yeah, so we have made a big push on permanent identification in the form of microchips in the
uh-huh.
last few years, and that has helped us track owners down for when animals come in astray. So that has helped.
Uh-huh.
We have a robust transfer program where we transfer off this island to the mainland.
Yes.
And then you know,
wings,
a very,
the
yeah,
wings
the wings of Aloha.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's been great.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Congratulations
Thank
on
you.
That. Because that was a lot of work to get going, and
yeah.
there was so much coordination.
Oh, there still is.
There is between getting the pets and the people. A lot of them are going to the people in the West Coast, including Seattle.
We have about 18 transfer partners that we send to on the West Coast, so Oregon and Washington.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then adoptions. I don't want to forget about all the wonderful people that come and adopt. We broke 2,100 adoptions last year.
Wow.
And that was a first for us at the shelter. And so
2,100 in the course of a year?
Or yeah, in our fiscal year. And
that's great.
So I really want to do a shout out to everybody on this island that came and adopted from us, because they did get the message that
yeah.
come to the shelter. And so I want to thank all of them.
And included in that is a very robust foster program you've been fostering.
Oh, no kidding. So this, can I tell you how many
went
out to foster this last year? 1,781 animals were placed into foster care with foster families on this island last
year. That's huge.
Yeah.
That's huge.
The year before, we broke a record, and it was 1,100. So,
wow.
Every one of those animals needs to be, the foster families are communicated with, and meetings are scheduled and appointments, and then all those foster animals need to come back for medical care at the shelter, and it's just... Imagine the coordination and the communication that is involved with almost 1,800 foster animals going out to families.
So on August 18th, which is a Saturday, I believe, right?
Mm-hmm.
This Clear the Shelter program is really important because it is across the country, and you do keep in touch with the other humane societies
across
the
country. We share our data and our stats on a national level so that we can see where the animal welfare movement is going and the kind of progress that we're making.
So who are the people that you want to target to come in to get these pets to clear the shelter on the 18th?
It's pretty easy. Anyone that can give a loving home to an animal that doesn't have a home. That's who we'd like to see. Someone who doesn't have a pet yet, someone who has multiple pets but has the capacity to take on another one, that's who we'd like to see come in.
Dogs and cats.
Dogs, well, yes, but it is the so our main focus is obviously on the dogs and cats, but we have critters too. So if you have room for a bunny or a guinea pig or maybe a slider turtle, we can
probably
help with that.
Well, there's something to say for that because, there's some homes when you're renting won't allow you a dog.
Yep.
But you could, no one's going to say you can't have a turtle.
Yep. I hope not.
Arlie says no turtles.
Right.
Turtle police will come and bust you.
Yeah, and so I'd also like to say on that day, Saturday, August 18th, hours are 11 to 6, same as every other day. But on that day, all adoption fees are waived.
Great.
So,
and, it gets you a chance to get down there. And I have to applaud you because there's been some wonderful events. And Nancy and the whole crew down there because there's been things like Freddie's birthday.
Oh,
And lots of fun things like your calendar that you get. And all these things are growing. More and more people are coming and getting involved with Humane Society. And realizing it in a good, it says that it's a good place that people go and there's a good feeling involved with this. And this is a long trip, that you've taken to get to this point,
That's true.
You've been there a long time. How many years now?
It'll be 6 in September.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you've seen this.
Oh, I've seen it.
Yeah.
We've been on a journey. It's been a good one, though.
And you have a lot of wonderful people who volunteer that make
goodness.
Some of these programs possible.
Yeah, absolutely. I say it so often. It's like the mantra at the shelter that we could not do what we do for the animals without our volunteers. In fact, we're in the process of all new signage. It's a huge project to undertake. You don't realize how many signs you have until you start focusing on them because you want to replace them. And in our phase one of signage, part of that phase one was just numerous signs that for our staff that says, have you thanked a volunteer today? Because that is how important our volunteers are to what we do.
Yeah.
This last year, they donated over 19,000 hours to our organization.
Whoa.
And
that's huge.
Absolutely.
If you were doing minimum wage,
we do calculate that. It's like $200,000 or something like that. Yeah. So they're wonderful.
That's fantastic.
Wonderful.
Well, there's so many people that love pets. And in fact, some of the people that come down to help can't have pets because they are living in situations or apartments or condos that can't have pets and they want to be with pets.
Yeah.
So they get down there to be able to share their love,
Yes, they absolutely do. But, the funny thing, and this always surprises me, is that we actually have some volunteers that choose to give their time to our organization that aren't really interested in the hands-on with the animals. And I find that so crazy. But they answer phones. They help with admin and filing and things like that. We have a really great environment. It's filled with a bunch of people who are very positive and compassionate and really caring people. It's a great place to come be, right?
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
I guess I'd want people to know that even if you don't want to be a dog walker or go socialize the kitties, but you have time to give. Come on down. We'll find a place for you.
And another great program I have to congratulate you on is the children's camp. The Keiki camps have taken off and been extremely successful. In fact, selling out, filling up, right?
They do. They're called animal. It's our animal camps for Keiki.
Mm-hmm.
And we have one in October and then one in December and one in January. And all the information is on our website. But people always say,
we should say MauiHumaneSociety.org.
Yes, yeah. That's true. Mm-hmm. We have people that say, I don't understand. I went right on there, but you were already filled up. Mm-hmm. And it's because if you go to our website, MauiHumaneSociety.org, under the Education and Outreach section, you can get on the mailing list. And those people get mailed as soon as registration is open. And oftentimes, registration fills up in one day. So that's the trick.
Now, what do you think was the excitement that and the buzz that happens to make this really take off the way it has? It's just the kids love being around the animals?
I think it's everything. I think that parents feel confident that their children are going to be entertained and educated and that it's going to be fun but constructive while they're there. And, so we bring in speakers from all around the island. It's not just staff from the Humane Society, but they also get to hear from all of our departments. An animal control officer comes in and gives a demonstration on how to be safe around strange dogs and animals. And our veterinary, somebody from our veterinary department will come in and give, let them listen to the heartbeat and things like that. And
I wanted to be a vet. Yeah, didn't you? I wanted to be a vet. You too?
I did.
I want to go to UC Davis because they have a good vet. But then I realized I would have to cut and see blood and do that. And I went, no, I don't want to be a vet after all.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, this is really great for kids, And it's been extremely popular. So the Inside Scoop, folks, is October. I know it seems like a long time away. But it's not. It'll go fast. And then there's two other camps after
there
that.
There is. And January and December.
Go to MauiHumaneSociety.org. And what section do you want to go to?
Education and Outreach. And get on the mailing list. And then the people on the mailing list are notified, either in advance or right away when registration opens. And then so they get first shot at registering their children. So
that's really great. Yeah. Now, Gimme Shelter. Okay, let's talk about this. Now, there's an interesting history behind the fur ball. It was going on for years and years and years, and then it stopped for a few years.
Yeah.
And it was like, it stopped. And then people were going finally to you like, what happened to the fur ball? Yeah. It's like, one year maybe something just happened, but then after a couple years, right? And so it got resurrected. What was the story there?
Well, the story was that we had a change of, administration and leadership at the shelter. I took over at the shelter, and I said, okay, we've got some work to do. And we need to really look at what our mission is and what is important to us. And that is saving animals and increasing our what we call live release rate at the shelter. And anytime you take on anything else, it you only have so much capacity and resources. And we needed to really focus on our life-saving efforts. And so we did that. And we have come a long ways. We're pretty excited about it. And then 3 years ago, we decided, timing is right. We're going to bring Furball back. We had it at King K. It was a great event. And we sold out on that event. And so, I think we're going to up the ante a little bit, up the bar. So we had it at Four Seasons last year.
Mm-hmm.
Did wonderful, sold out in advance again. Then we have, we're having it again this year. I mean, it's just a wonderful event. So this year is
Give Me Shelter. I love this.
A rock and roll furball. So it is whatever rock and roll means to you, whatever era that is, you can come, dressed appropriately. We put on a really, really great show and live auction, silent auction. We have a casino, and that's always very popular. So what happened this year is that we actually sold out, 2 weeks ago, which was 2 months in advance. And we said, that is too early. And so
all of you get back your tickets.
Yeah, so Nancy.
We're going to start scalping the tickets
Nancy, who runs this event, really went back to the drawing board with the Four Seasons people, and we were able to add a few more tables. So right now, when I left my office a little while ago, we had 20 tickets left.
That's
they are $175 each. 20 tickets, so, and that is really it. Like, there is no more hidden, there's no more, there's no more anywhere. So if anyone is listening to me
standing
right now and
room?
Wants to
Can
come.
We do standing room only?
Get your ticket.
Okay. So the number to call for them to get the ticket or how they get the ticket?
Is 877-3680.
Yep. Extension 218.
Yes.
The phones are ringing off the hook there now. 877-3680, extension 218 to get your ticket.
Yes.
For Gimme Shelter, a rock and roll fur ball happening at the Four Seasons Saturday, September 29th. I know, folks, it seems like a long ways away, but Jerlene's pulled off a miracle. She sold out 2 months in advance with tickets at $175.
Yeah.
I don't know any other nonprofit that can say this. You know, I think you broke a new record here.
Thank you.
Whatever you're doing.
We have an animal-loving community, and I really appreciate them for that.
And you put on good events.
And we put on a good event.
That
it is
a
difference. Fun, fun event.
Yeah. So congratulations on that. I mean, so much going on, right?
Yeah.
And, of course, now we have a few more things going on. What else do we have happening?
Oh, my gosh. So we talked about Clear the Shelter. We talked about furball and kids' camps. We are always looking for more volunteers. You know, those volunteers that we love and appreciate so much, mm-hmm. right? We're always looking for more.
Mm-hmm.
We have an endless need, a bottomless.
more. Right.
And because the more volunteers we have, the more we can
do. Yeah, absolutely.
I mean,
true.
That's the thing, right?
And so, we do want to mention Hector has been downgraded to level 3.
Yeah.
And south of the Big Island, but we are going to see, you know, we never know, first of all. We don't want to ever assume that a hurricane follows our lead. It follows its own path. So you always have to be prepared. Mm-hmm. And there's a few other ones out there. So this is hurricane season, obviously. And one thing we've all heard of, also because of what was going on in the Big Island, Kilauea, you really have to make plans. We all know there should be an emergency kit, but people still sometimes in a panic, if something happens, they do not necessarily plan in advance for their pets, let alone themselves. So we always take the opportunity when there's a threat of weather or an emergency situation to remind people it's great to have your own go kit ready to go in an easy to reach place, but also to arrange to have what you need for your pets available.
Yep.
And that can include a few things.
So we actually have an entire list on our website, and we post it on Facebook too. But at the very minimum, we ask people to have a way to transport your animals. So have crates for your animals, cats, dogs, whatever your animals are, have a way to transport them and a way to secure them. We partner with the Red Cross on Maui. So when the Red Cross opens their shelters, their human shelters, we will partner with them and open an animal-friendly shelter adjacent to them.
Good.
So if someone comes with their animals, they can't go in the Red Cross. The animals can't go into the Red Cross shelter, but we will take them and care for them on the animal side.
That's great.
However, we always have a limited number of crates. So if people show up with their own crates, that is even better. We will have food, but if you can show up with your own food for your animal, that's even better.
Mm-hmm.
And some people aren't going to, maybe they have a friend's house that they can go to, and they need to be able to take, you know, the supplies for their animal wherever they're going to go for their animal. This is a great reminder to please get permanent identification on your animals in the form of a microchip and a collar and a tag. Sometimes collars and tags come off and the microchip won't. And that will help your animal be reunited to you if you're separated. So,
on top of that, you know, animals are very, very sensitive to weather, to noise, to things. And they pick up the vibes even. So, I mean, please be aware that if there's weather coming, don't let your dog be outside or your cat be outside.
Yeah.
And because, you know, I knew this person that kept their dog chained up in the middle of all the storm and the rain and everything. Mm. You know, you need to have consideration for what your pets, and you don't want them running
That's
loose.
That's terrifying for them.
It is, absolutely. And on top of that, cats can run away if you have them outside. So if you all of a sudden decide that you got to move, you got to do something, and you can't find your cat.
Yeah.
And this happens in emergencies. Well, people don't want to leave because they can't find their pet, right?
It does. Just come down to the shelter any day after we've had a windstorm or lightning or thunder or anything like that, fireworks, and you'll see the phones or hear the phones ringing off the hooks with people calling and saying that they found animals and people calling and saying that they've lost animals. Mm-hmm. So, and, you know, you never think, people never think that it's going to happen to them, but it does.
Yeah.
This
is really worth thinking of being considered in advance, is that you have to do that. And I have to encourage people to go to the MauiHumaneSociety.org because there's really so much going on. That the Wings of Aloha program's been amazing. The foster program's always in need of more foster homes. Mm-hmm. You can find out about the spay and neuter. You have times where you have the free spay and neuter clinics happening there.
We do, but most importantly, we offer appointments through our own clinic every single day. So even though those MASH clinics happen sometimes, you know, a few times throughout the year, we don't want people to wait for those because it's the same exact thing through our shelter Monday through Friday. Just call and make an appointment. So
it's really true, and I hope that people don't identify that much with their pet, that they think they're spaying or neutering themselves. I don't know. Sometimes I wonder, like, well, you know, we're not spaying or neutering you.
Yeah. It's the pet. They don't mind. It's actually healthier for them. It helps mitigate behavior issues, lengthens their life expectancy. So spaying and neutering your animal is a good thing.
It's a very good thing. Yeah, and it's important. It's very important because when people see the figures and see what you have to deal with down there with this pet overpopulation, when one litter of cats is another litter of cats, and then there's more and more dogs, and there's already not home
so
for
people
the ones that are existing.
Exactly. So people are always surprised that on our, what's the population on Maui, like 150
it's
something?
It's gone up to about that,
For just that really small of a population, we take in over 6,000 animals annually.
Wow.
So that's very high per capita. Yes.
Huge.
But it is going down. Yeah. So spaying and neutering is helping. And I hope that educating the community is also helping. So.
And taking care of the feral cat population, which was really totally out of control.
Yeah, we're working our head. That's a biggie.
It is, because they were up to like what? They were 30,000? I think there was like 30.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean,
there
was a huge amount. Mm-hmm. So then taking care of that helps as well. So. Yeah. Well, and thank God we don't have any major diseases going on right now. We had a few of those over the last, but we're okay on that.
Leukopenia, but we haven't had any, knock on wood. I'm knocking on wood right now. We haven't had any cases of that in about 2 years, so pretty happy about that.
Well, I'm very happy about that, and I just love the work you're doing. You have a great crew.
I do.
You really do. You've done a great job, and congratulations, and if the tickets aren't sold out for Gimme Shelter, you better jump on the phone right now and contact the Maui Humane Society, because it was sold out, but they made room for about 20 more tables.
Mm-hmm.
tickets. Tickets, 877-3680, extension 218. It's going to be great, the furball happening. In September and August 18th, it's Clear the Shelter, and we want to have people come down and 11 o'clock until...
Yep. Waived adoption fees until 6.
Until 6, okay. Mm-hmm. Well, thanks so much, Geraldine. I love seeing you,
thank you.
I love the work you do. Congratulations on everything.
Thank you, Cindy. You're always such a supporter of the Humane Society and the animals. I can't tell you how much I appreciate it and all the work you do trying to get the good word out to the community.
Well, I've known the Humane Society for years, and I've seen all the work done, and it's so important, and I applaud you and the whole team for being able to be successful at what you're doing. It's a really important job, so thank you.